Lazarus, come out. Can you imagine Lazarus' surprise when something in him heard those words and woke him from his eternal rest? Disoriented, he staggers out of the tomb like a mummy portrayed in a popular horror movie, wrapped from head to toe in the burial cloth, even his face covered. Making his way out of his burial chamber and back into his living community. Martha even commented that he had been dead long enough that there was a stench. This is not a story of some antiseptic reanimation of a body, but the bringing back into this existence a physical body that had started to decay in the way of all physical things on this earth. Yet, here he comes, stumbling out of the tomb as if he had just been taking a nap. And it's so easy to focus on the miracle of Jesus calling Lazarus out of the tomb and back into physical life that we may miss the very end where Jesus tells the community to unbind him. In this action, Jesus is calling and expecting Mary and Martha and all of the gathered who are mourning Lazarus to be part of this miracle. Normal, everyday people finish the miracle by freeing Lazarus from the final trappings of death. Certainly, Jesus had the ability to do it all himself, but he doesn't. He includes the community in his life-giving miracle. Even more, Mary, Martha, and the crowds go from proclaiming, "If you, Jesus, had been here, you, Jesus, could have done something." They go from that to being part of the us that completes the bringing of Lazarus back into the community of the living. And this begs the question that one of the commentaries asks, what other miraculous things does God intend to do in our community with us and through us? I know that we tend to think that All Saints Sunday is only about those who have died, but it is also about us. Saints are those who have been declared holy by God, and being declared holy means that we have been set apart to do God's work. We may think that God's work has to be something extraordinary and miraculous, like raising Lazarus from the dead, but God's work involves everything that we do where we allow God to be in the midst of it. This is what Luther was describing and explaining in his teaching on the priesthood of all believers. All of us, in the daily work and tasks we do, are doing God's holy work. Sometime, that holy work will be something miraculous, like providing food to those who are hungry. And for someone who is hungry, that is truly miraculous. Might be something more mundane, like caring for a pet that God has put in our care. But of course, today is also a special day to remember those who have joined the church triumphant, those who have gone before us. While the raising of Lazarus is an amazing miracle, let us not forget that Mary and Martha wept. Those who were gathered wept. Even Jesus wept. Death is tragic and leaves many emotions in its wake. One universal truth is that all bodies will perish, and that is a great source of grief in our lives. In the last 20 months, about 5 million people worldwide have died from COVID, with about 750,000 of those in the United States. And that's in addition to so many others who have died for other reasons. We weep. Jesus weeps. On this All Saints Sunday, I want to acknowledge this weeping and mourning. We cannot pretend it doesn't exist, or that some platitude will make that sadness disappear. And the reality that Christ has conquered death will not magically take our grief away. But I do remember Paul's words, We should not grieve as those who have no hope. Nowhere do we hear that we should not grieve, but that we should remember there is hope. Isaiah speaks of this hope, sharing the image of an amazing banquet on a mountain where God will swallow up death forever. We see this hope in the raising of Lazarus as an example of the power of God to conquer death. We will sing of this hope with our alleluias at the end of every verse of the hymn we will end our service with today. We know this hope when we remember our beloved family and friends who have gone before us, but have left us the memories of the faith they passed along to us. Grieving with hope doesn't mean we cease to mourn, but grieving as one with hope means that we recognize God's presence in our sadness and our eternal future in God's presence. Jesus is filled with emotion when approaching Mary and Martha and then the tomb. John does not give the details about the source of the emotions, and I guess it's not really that important. What this does tell us is that Jesus is deeply moved by death and sadness. Even as the Son of God, as God on this earth, even knowing the intimate plans that God has intended for all, even with all of that, Jesus still grieved and was moved to tears. God's glory isn't shown by Jesus being some forever happy miracle worker that is so focused on heaven that he forgets about the world. But God's glory is shown by Jesus being part of our world, including the grieving and the weeping. On All Saints Sunday, we remember what the saints who have gone before us recognized, that God is with us in all that we feel, from joy to despair and everything in between. Lazarus was truly dead. But unlike almost every other death in the history of the world, Lazarus is brought back to physical life. Jesus calls Lazarus out in the same way that Jesus the Good Shepherd calls to his sheep, giving us all life. Jesus is life, life now and life eternal. Life now in which we are reminded of the privilege we have to be a part of God's miraculous work in creation, and life eternal when our work is done. On this All Saints Sunday, we remember that God has called us all holy. Has called us all to be saints and has set us apart to be part of that miraculous work of proclaiming the good news that death has been swallowed up. We also remember the saints who have gone before us, those who trusted in that good news, who proclaimed that news to us in their words and actions, and now rest from their labors in the presence of God. We may still be grieving our beloved saints, but I pray that we grieve as those who have hope, because there is eternal hope in Christ Jesus. Amen.